something a lot of us take for granted, but did you know not everyone is entitled to it? At the moment, employees must earn at least the equivalent of 14 hours on the minimum wage to qualify. But the government are talking about changing that. David Harris is an employment lawyer from DPH Law in Reading. And David, hello to you.
Hi, Phil.
So it's not everyone that gets sick pay?
Not currently, Phil. No, as you say, there's this minimum requirement now for an average of at least £180 per week in terms of salary. So those that earn less than 118 per week have no entitlement to sick pay as things stand.
Yes, and self-employed people, I suppose, as well.
That's correct, yep. So you've got to be an employee. There are various criteria. You need to have been ill for at least 4 days in a row. Does include non-working days, but there's a lot of debate around that and proving that you've been ill during a weekend. And also, employees need to give an employer an appropriate notice of the fact that they're ill and prove, if necessary, the fact that they've been genuinely ill by producing a footnote to have an entitlement to this statutory sick pay.
And this change, a good thing?
I think it's a good thing, yeah. I mean, I think it increases flexibility in the workplace. I mean, most larger employers actually have significantly better than minimum sick pay entitlements. So they offer up to 6 months full pay rather than statutory sick pay entitlements to their members of staff, and they reap the benefits of it, really. So they have a more generous entitlement that ultimately results in a mostly happier and more secure workforce. So by increasing that stability for their staff, increasing well-being amongst their staff, they often reap the benefits. So I think it's a positive thing for employers generally, yeah.
Yes, I mean, people talk about the gig economy and zero hours contract. Well, so that means that some of those in that part of the sector will start to qualify for sick pay effectively, is it?
That's correct. I mean, there's a lot of case law going through the courts as we speak, actually, Phil, in that area, as I'm sure you're aware. And yeah, there will be increased entitlements for those working within the gig economy. So we've seen Uber in the courts on numerous occasions and over the past months and year, and actually we would expect that to continue, those sorts of cases where atypical workers are challenging their employers and suggesting, actually, firstly, they've got entitlement to holiday pay, secondly, sick pay. So if these changes are introduced by the government, which are with a view to removing this minimum salary criteria and also allowing employers to claim some of the money back, which is also a positive thing, then we would expect to see more cases come through the courts, for sure.
And just finally, sadly, illness can strike you any time. So if you are ill or poorly for a long time, what are your rights?
So employers can't simply dismiss individuals who are off sick. It's obviously not the person's fault that they're off sick, they're ill, for whatever reason that might be. Employers are required to follow a formal process. So if an employer wants to address absences, they can do so, but there are strict procedures to follow, and if employers fall foul of those procedures, then claims would arise. So typically unfair dismissal claims can arise where there's a process, as can disability discrimination claims arise where there's a long-lasting illness which amounts to a disability under the Equality Act.
David, fascinating. Thank you very much indeed. That's David Harris there from DPH Law in Reading. He's an employment lawyer.